USA News, I'm Lance Prime. At midnight last night, the United Auto Workers Union officially went on strike against all three big automakers. Members walked off three plants, a GM site in Wentzville, Missouri, a Stellantis center in Toledo, Ohio, and a Ford assembly location in Wayne, Michigan. Under the UAW strategy, workers who go on strike would receive $500 per week in strike pay from the union. It is the first time in the union's 88-year history that it walked off on all three companies simultaneously. The United States imposed one of its largest sanctions packages on Russia yesterday, penalizing more than 150 companies and individuals that officials said were profiting on Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. The sanctions are part of the United States' effort to deprive Russia of military supplies and technology for what Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen described as the barbaric war on Ukraine. These sanctions are targeted at individuals and companies in areas like Finland and NATO ally Turkey, who Russia has been attempting to expand an economic and diplomatic partnership to. Ukrainian President Zelensky is planning to meet with President Biden in Washington, D.C. next week. Zelensky is already slated to attend the United Nations General Assembly in New York City. That'll take place next Wednesday. Afterward, multiple news outlets have reported he will visit D.C. to meet with Biden and lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Zelensky's reported trip comes soon after Secretary of State Antony Blinken paid a visit to Kyiv a week ago, where he announced an additional $1 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine. President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was indicted yesterday on multiple federal firearms charges. The counts are punishable by up to 25 years in prison if convicted, but could run less as a first-time offender. USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Elon Musk, the guy at the forefront of AI technology, has an idea what the future holds.
A reporter asked Elon Musk if he thought AI would kill us all.
I hope not. You should think of the future as a series of probabilities as opposed to certainties. There is some chance that above zero that AI will kill us all. I think it's low, but there's some chance. I think we should also consider the fragility of human civilization. And if you study history, I think you realize that there's a rise and fall to every civilization. Every civilization has a lifespan. So we want us to last as long as possible.
I'm Corey Myers.
U.S. government officials are reporting China's defense minister has been removed from post. Li Shengfu, who hasn't appeared in public since late August, is the latest of several senior Chinese officials to go missing without explanation. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Li is projected to pass close to Maine and over the Canadian Maritimes this weekend, narrowly missing eastern New England tonight. Computer model runs with data from Hurricane Hunter aircraft depict the storm moving in a generally northward motion, then hooking slightly closer to the United States coast as it turns into a nor'easter-type storm this weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.